We'll call on you. Start off with Zach Buchanan.
George, just how pleased were you with Luke?
Yeah, it was a great outing. He was just filling up the strike zone and, making pitches. It didn't matter what type of pitch you could get to it. It was a pretty clean outing. And, it was a lot of hard work, a lot of grinding days that led him to today. And he deserves so much of the credit for making sure that he was ready. And he kept insisting that he was ready. And I know you guys were asking me some questions about his readiness. I think he answered a lot of the questions we all had, and it's a credit to him. And everything seemed to be working for him. It just was clicking, and he stood on his fastball from time to time, and he knew where everything was going today. It was a special day for him. Good to have him back.
Steve Gilbert.
What could a strong finish for him do for him, Torrey, going forward?
Yeah, I mentioned a little bit about that in the pregame, and I think it's still the same answer. I think this game is very emotional, right? Physically and fundamentally, everybody's gifted, and you go out there and you perform at a very high level. And then when you get banged up, you start to ask yourself some questions internally about, where am I? What am I ready to do tomorrow? What am I ready to do next week, next month, and then next season? With him going out there and throwing with the effectiveness that he had today, I think he internally is answering a lot of questions about where he's at. And that's the most pleasing thing, because we know what he can do when he's healthy, and seemed like he was a very healthy version of himself today. And we want that to continue, because we're trying to build into a very successful month. That's going to, obviously be a catalyst for a very successful 22.
Craig Cooley.
Hey, Torrey, just curious what a win like this, a solid win like this, does for the team, as you said, heading into September now.
Yeah, it's we turn the month over, we've tried to break it up in a bunch of different ways, and for September we want to know. We just got to keep forging and pushing forward, and playing clean baseball. You can see when we do things right. We had some really, really quality at bats today, and we got good pitching. We picked up the baseball. We did what we were supposed to do, and when we do that, we're a very good baseball team. We don't do that when we don't win the margins and give extra outs. We become less than that. So I want that to continue. And it's a very similar message, with Luke, right? Trying to push forward and say you had a good month. Let's have a good September, and that'll tee us up for a very healthy offseason, and making sure that we're ready for a very healthy and strong 22.
Back to you, Zach.
Torrey, with Luke, did anything look different about him today compared to earlier in the season, whether with his mechanics or his sequencing or just kind of his demeanor on the mound?
No, it was very similar. Very similar actions, very similar demeanor for me. I think when you get out to a 6-0 lead, you really count on your pitcher to throw strikes. And I think he might have relaxed a little bit. And I don't say relax in a bad way, but the pressure is off to have to make perfect pitches. And he was executing at a very high level. So nothing looked different to me.
Jose?
I know you kind of limited him some today, but what happens after today to kind of get him ramped up a little bit more for the next start?
Yeah, he was close to that up, down, and pitch limit that we had talked about internally. We naturally build on 10, 12, 15 pitches and see where it is with those up, downs and the amount of stress per inning. We got to be very careful. We're going to be very careful with our injured athletes coming back, but he was extremely strong today, and I have every reason to believe that he'll give us at least that the next time.
Evan?
Torrey, there were at least 4 times where one of your hitters went the opposite way to beat the shift, once with a bunt, 3 with swinging away. How nice was that for you to see?
I think that means that we're engaged in the at-bat. We're understanding where the pitches are starting and winding up. We're giving up a little bit of our approach, and we're executing at a high level when we're standing at the plate. And it's about creating run scoring opportunities. You're right, Cattell with a 3-1 a 3-1 slider that he bunts perfectly inside the third base bag. It's about getting on base and setting it up for your brother behind you. So yeah, I like when we have complete approaches. We want to hit the ball hard and we want to do damage. That's the overall mindset. But you got a pitcher like their starting pitcher was today, who's a little bit stingy at times. You got to give and take. And I think we took what we were supposed to in the right spots, and it equaled the big win.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right. Thanks, Torrey.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, Torrey.
We're back today, guys. So we'll jump into the Q&A with Luke. We are recording. Please raise your hands if you have any questions. We'll start off with Steve Gilbert.
Luke waited since May 16th to ask you this question, but how'd you feel out there today?
We're back, baby. Steve, great question. Thank you. It was really good. Battling a little of that nervous energy this morning, waking up and just kind of settling in back into the routine. But just once you get back out there and you throw that first pitch and you kind of get into the flow of things, it kind of all just comes back together. And it was a good all around outing. Now I don't have any complaints except a little bit of that spoiler at the end, but just kind of fell behind to those guys. So, that's kind of what happens sometimes.
Is there more nerves than usual on a day like today?
I maybe a little bit. With the day game, you don't have as much, of a day to process and to kind of settle in for a good breakfast and whatnot. So you kind of wake up with a little bit of the, anxiousness, and, putting food in your system is a little tougher. So you just, you do what you can, and you make sure you manage, your workload and your pre-game routines and make sure you are ready to go. And that's just kind of what I did, and found my groove there after the first and just kind of settled in.
Zach?
Luke, while you were rehabbing, did you change much about your mechanics? The broadcast was showing some differences.
Well, did your eyes see something different, Zach?
I was tending to a sick toddler, so I wasn't
paying attention. Oh, buzzkill. I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't you feel bad now, Luke?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, who am I to say that? But yeah, there was a little bit of a change. It was more of a, as you could maybe see, a little bit more of a, I don't know how to describe it, stretch position in a sense, where the windup kind of replicates it, but there's a little bit more of the tempo and a kind of momentum driven into it. So trying to get some good tempo out of the windup and then just kind of replicate the stretch to create a little bit more consistency. I think a big thing when we get in the windup and the stretch, they could be very different. And when you get a big leg kick in, it can really sway you a little bit. So I just try to minimize the movement as much as possible and just get into a really good position that I thought I could be really consistent out of. And through all the rehab outings, I was able to command the ball really well with all my pitches. I didn't throw too many, sliders or curveballs tonight, but those have all been really good. And so it's just nice to know, like, you have confidence behind the pitch and where it's going to go, mostly.
Evan?
Well, Luke, in the first inning there, after you picked off Grisham, you retired the next 10 hitters in a row. Did the pickoff play any role toward getting you settled down or focused or anything along those lines?
Yeah, absolutely. You're trying to gather your emotions and put them into check as quick as possible. And, came back and made some good pitches, and he shot one just threw out of the reach of Rojas. But, when you can get an out like that, clear the bases and reset, obviously it's a lot better not to have somebody on with no outs. So, I just saw him leaning a little bit and was able to throw it kind of up into him a little bit, makes for an easier tag and a quicker chance to get him. So it just kind of reset me, kind of got me back into place, and then it's just back into attack mode. So that was really vital to start off the game with doing that.
Luke, with the pickoff there, you hadn't pitched in a game setting in a while just because of the contact tracing and stuff. I don't think anybody would have forgiven you if you were kind of like, your first one out, you want to focus on the batter, but just what does it say about how ready you were that, you were able to pick off the first guy who gets on base against you?
Well, I kind of mentioned something earlier, like when you get clicked back into, you know, game setting and those things kind of take back over, like you're just ready to compete. It doesn't always mean like going after the hitters. You know, you try to set guys up with, you know, your looks over there. And I feel like I kind of lulled them to sleep on the first one. And then, you know, I peeked over at the right time, and you know, those little things, like you practice them from time to time. But they never leave you because it's just instilled in you, and you're just trying to do anything you can to, you know, keep people off the bases.
Jose?
Hey, Luke. Whatever pitch count you were on today, you made pretty efficient work with it, and you went to six innings. And you know, just didn't throw a ton of pitches. How were you able to manage that? And what was that strikeout of Tatis like there in the inside corner?
Yeah. The efficiency is, you know, top notch. Like, we all love our strikeouts, and today wasn't a big strikeout day by any means, but you know, you notice early on that, you know, their game plan is to try to get out early on some pitches. And so I just did a good job of commanding into some of those spots, especially into lefties, getting some weak contact, and just trying to kind of mix around the plate, just to really try to feed into their aggressiveness a little bit. There was maybe four or five one pitch outs that really helped the pitch count. And you know, it just goes to show, like, you know, they're gonna have days where you get some strikeouts and the pitches are in really the right spots at the right time. Or you have a day like today where, you know, you have good command and, you know, you're just missing barrels. Like, you're getting a little weaker contact and some quicker outs. So, you know, you don't want to be like, oh, I don't have any strikeouts up on the board, I got to go to strikeout mode. You know, you just take them wherever they have. And I think that's the most efficient type of outing you can have.
Jack Summers.
Hey, Luke. Prior to you coming back, Torrey seemed to hint that you might need, you know, another rehab game with live batters. And then all of a sudden, here you were after just throwing another bullpen. And so a lot of people were wondering where your stamina would be. And you proved today you went up to 79 pitches. You even had that half inning where you did a lot of base running. And so I was just wondering, was your stamina feeling all that strong, or was it more adrenaline pulling you through?
I mean, definitely both, but stamina has been good. Like, you know, you talk about that outing, but when I was not able to be in the facilities with that contact tracing, I had thrown, you know, five innings, 70 pitches, you know, against four rotating hitters at 11:30 at Salt River. So, you know, I was grinding out there, and that heat a little bit, got sunburned and peeled a little bit from it actually. But, that was, you know, something that kept me in check, kept me in line with my, my start day. And, we just kind of used that as the, you know, a normal outing. And so, that helped a lot. And obviously the adrenaline was definitely there. Definitely took a sideways turn there after I got off the bases. I mean, that I told Herjee, that probably was one of the hardest innings, like post running the bases, that I've ever had, as far as trying to control my breath and, like, you know, my heart rate, and just kind of bringing back down, and then still have to pitch and compete, you know, at the highest level. So I was proud of myself to get through that. And after that, I was able to kind of settle in. But after a long inning like that, you know, it takes a toll on you a little bit. Yeah. Really pushing, especially, you know, I got some, I don't know if you could tell, some battle scars there from the first slide. People weren't a fan of that, but I told them, I said, you know, there's a split second decision and you only get one try at that. And I went for it. And it was probably an average head first slide. I felt like it could have been better, but I went on the conservative route, making sure I didn't do anything dumb, but I guess I did do something dumb, but I don't know. It felt pretty good, and I was safe, so no one can complain about it.
Right.
Hey, Luke, congrats, man. Hey, it's been a while since you've been on the mound. All the stuff you've gone through this summer, you're going to celebrate a little bit tonight with this one?
Well, you say that, and my wife had booked, like, family photos a month ago. And so I'm about to head over to some mountain or something and take some precious, you know, wife and daughter photos and hide my battle scars and be present in that moment. So I'll be a little tired, but, you know, doing it for the fam and making sure those things look good, and definitely have a little bit of, you know, confidence going into those pictures. I told her it was 50-50. I said, if it didn't go well today, you know, I might've been a grump, but it went okay. So, you know, maybe my spirits will be good for you.
And maybe a dinner after that.
I tell you what, I'm about to fall over. I'm tired. So maybe some dinner in and maybe a movie, but that's all I got.
Is Wrigley not going to be part of the pictures? What's up with that?
You had to bring up Wrigley, Steve. She hasn't been out here all year, fortunately. And it's the first time she hasn't been able to be with us. You know, she checked in with her, you know, a couple weeks ago, they went back home, but you know, she's missed truly. And we have that cardboard cutout that came from 2020 that was sitting in the bleachers. So she sits there on the top of the dresser. You know, I just have my moments where I just look into her eyes and, you know, wish for the day we get back together, you know. I'm getting too emotional. Let's move on.
Go ahead, Evan.
Luke, I think Pete Rose approved of your slide into third, but did any of the coaches get a heart attack from seeing you dive in like that, especially given all the injuries they've had this year?
Yeah, like I said, no one was a fan of it. I mean, I don't understand why. I thought it looked pretty cool, but I took my time getting up because I immediately felt my arms just get crushed by the gravel. I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, a firmer plane surface there. But I kind of peek over to the dugout, and I don't know how many eye rolls and head nods like I got, like that were negative of like, I think I connected with Carson's eyes and he was just like, what are you doing? And I'm just like, did it look good? But you know, I'm suffering a little bit, but it's all part of the game, man. We play hard. We love it. And like I said, you know, I took my moment and went and I ran with it.
Any other questions for Luke? All right. Thanks everyone. Thanks, Luke.
I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Luke, you're the best. Luke, enjoy the pictures. Yeah.